On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Old Irving Hoppy Lager as we talk about all the breweries that have opened and that we've totally missed over the last year. So let's get into it. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And, man, we got this delicious, bright Simcoe Amarillo hoppy lager going on.
Really, it really brightens the room, man. It really brings the room together,
like,
man.
I feel like life was brought in here. I don't know.
Old Irving.
Yeah, Hokum.
Yes. No clue what that's about, Hokum. It's not one of the hops.
No, but they got like a fun, I don't know, retro hippie.
Hills and sunshine, man.
Yeah, but like eyes that are like looking at you.
Oh, shit, those are eyeballs. You're right, man.
They're watching us. But, man, this beer just makes me wish summer was already here.
Citra and Amarillo and a hoppy lager.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all right here, bud.
This is everything I want out of a beer usually.
Yeah, 5.5%. Really fun to look at. Super aromatic, but just kind of just dry, light lager vibes after that aroma.
Yeah, feels like it's gonna go great with whatever you're eating. You know, one of those Old Irving burgers that are amazing. I don't know. Whew. I'm digging this. I didn't get any of the Krumpus this last time. I know people love that stout, but I didn't make it over there.
I had it at FOBAP 2 years ago, and I wasn't all the way in on it.
Okay.
But maybe it's changed. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but that is their big winter offering.
Yeah, but I'm digging this. I went over there just before the show and picked this up. I picked up Triple Beezer and Double Beezer. So, you know.
Because one Beezer is not enough. Brad's rocking the Beezer hat.
Yeah.
I do like.
We're going to have to dive into that Beezer here, too, and see what that's about.
I like the. Now, is that, you know, because the Beezer's got like an underwater. He's like a astronaut. What do you call an astronaut underwater?
A submarine is the thing that they.
But he's wearing that helmet. That's the Beezer. But I like that vibe.
The nautical vibe.
Nautical vibe, yeah.
An astronaut, a diver? Yeah, I feel like there's another word that we're missing.
Because astronaut refers to some outer space shit.
Right.
But, you know, they got similar suits. That helmet is very astronaut-esque.
It could be a diver, right?
Yeah, it could just be a diver. Yeah.
Scuba diver.
Yeah. Like old school, like 1930s.
Yeah.
Horror flick scuba diver gear.
So I'm excited to try that. Nick and I were talking before that we think we had Beezer and maybe we did our double Beezer. It didn't double our fun. Sure. So,
right.
But
I think
we'll see.
You know what? Double Too Hearted, I don't think doubled our fun. And I think the Beezer is still the champ when compared to double Beezer. So
right.
This is a good chance to revisit. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
But I gotta quit touching this thing. I'm gonna flip it and knock something over.
Their pickup process super easy. They honestly just had it sitting out there. I'm like, that's mine. And they're like, cool. And I was like, I just take it? They're like, yeah. I was like, I could just walk in here any day of the week.
Now, they got windows. So I remember we were drinking Haymarket earlier. Haymarket's got the patio windows that open. So that's anything you can be within, like, I think 6 feet of the windows, and it's considered outdoor space.
Oh, okay.
So I wonder, you know, in the 40 degrees with no rain, like, hey, they got windows at Beezer.
Well, Lightfoot said today, we got to open this up. So, we need that tax money. Open it up.
She stood in front of a microphone in a suit three times the size it should be and said, open these doors.
Yeah. I shut them down, but now we have no money, so make sure you open them back up. It's safe.
Is it?
No.
Fuck. We're in trouble, man.
But
listen,
I'm bored of shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I don't really want to do it, but I'm definitely bored.
I agree with that. I don't tell you, I'm becoming a hermit. Like, I don't have to go. I don't have to go out anymore. I think I'm just going to be.
You're just going to be a hermit?
I think I'm just going to move to, you know, wherever Sketch, where's Scratch Brewing? I think I'm just going to move down there.
Down there and you're going to forage yourself.
I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go.
You go in that for Southern Illinois. It might not be good.
You know, by the time I pack my shit and head that way, I'm going to have a moment of clarity. Like, wait a second. What am I going down here for? But
but older, I think they could open with their I don't know if they have garage door windows.
I remember being there
in the second
night, not the main dining area, the other on the other side of the wall.
You might be right.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I haven't been over there. We were talking on we've been doing these live Instagram things, and we're talking about breweries dropped the ball on.
Yeah, that we didn't drink enough of.
Yeah, and Old Irving, we didn't mention it, but I didn't drink any Old Irving, and I was kind of disappointed in myself for that.
Yeah, no OIB.
So I fixed that this week. I corrected the. I saw a problem, and I fixed it.
Proper glassware, too.
And I got the glassware. I was like,
you know,
if we're going to do it, we're doing it with the glasses.
We recorded the show there. One of my favorite episodes, actually.
That was
when we were there.
That random dude showed up. What was his name?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I can't
some
think.
Some famous guy. Everyone knows.
Oh, the dude who built all these bars. He built. He built Floyd's. He built Haymarket. Like, you know, the pipe fittings for all the brewing equipment. He's like an industry guy.
Yeah.
That, you know, that does all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up. Oh.
That was the second person that crashed our episode.
Oh, the Chad Brett episode. We crashed the Alarmist episode. Oh, but Trevor used to be a chef. I think he did an internship at BrewDog after he saw BrewDog on a on an episode of their show with Rev. And I think he stepped into this project after the original chef. I think the original chef died that was going to launch this project.
Okay.
And his partners didn't want to see it die, right? They didn't want to see the project sputter out. So then he stepped in. And I think that's the short of the story there.
Yeah.
Beezer's kind of their flagship. But like you said, Krampus, this lager.
They have like a couple other ones. The Della. Della's great.
Oh, yeah.
That Kolsch.
I agree.
I almost picked that up too, but I was like, how many? I can't buy a 4-pack of everything. Like,
yeah, it's true. But that is good. Their fruited sours are good.
Yeah, right. We got Kettle Sour. So if you're missing out on Old Irving right now, they do have food you can pick up. So yeah, you know, grab some beer, pick up the burger. The burger's great, and a bunch of other stuff too. They have some nice salads.
Yeah, when we did that 10-minute rant on the IG Live, I actually forgot how many places we go. In part because, you know, well, they're open and they're doing like some sort of tapping.
Right.
Right. And if they aren't doing those things, even though you like them, you just don't make it around them.
Mm-hmm. So. And just the fact that like you can get food at these places is it's like, well, I gotta eat, so why don't I go somewhere, a brew pub that has food and beer?
Yeah.
And but now that it's like, well, I can't really eat there, so I don't go. Trouble times.
Yeah, man.
That was my only stop this last week, and that was just today as recording this. I kind of lied low and took in all the news. So
yeah, you just got back from DC, is that what you did?
Yeah, I got back from DC. Can't fly now.
They didn't catch you before you boarded your plane and tell you can't fly.
Man, you're gonna get Chicago Beer Fest canceled. No, I was not there.
But there's a spot called Tank Noodles where the guy there's pictures of him on the plane in a red, white, and blue flag. I mean, mask, and excited that he went to go tear shit up in the Civil War. and he owns like a, you know,
Civil
a noodle
War Junior.
Yeah, the Junior Civil War. And he owns a fucking noodle shop up on Broadway, like Broadway and you know, Montrose.
Yeah.
So and people were definitely going.
Yeah. I wasn't.
It's fucking bullshit.
Just be clear. I was not there.
Brad was not there. I was totally fucking around, Brad. Brad was not in at the Civil War.
Oh, man. This is what happens when we start with barley wine. So
yeah. So Haymarket was the only other stop through Haymarket. Claire's was this week.
Okay. Named after Pete's wife.
Yeah, named after Claire, I guess Claire Crowley.
Yeah.
Right?
Boxer, world like medal winning boxer.
Is that right?
Yeah. Also yoga guru.
She's definitely fit. Yeah. When someone like if you're at Haymarket hanging out and when the world was open and she walked in and they're like, yeah, that's Pete's wife. She definitely has a presence. Like she's sculpted. She's like a very fit person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does not yeah.
But yeah, named after her. Mm-hmm. And Claire's, well, shout out to Haymarket because they're 10 years old now, which Woo! Is, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at. 10 years in Chicago proper. That's a good run. Oh, but you look at the stats on Claire's, and they've been winning medals for this thing since it was at fucking Claire's Thirsty Hill. It was at rock bottom.
Yeah, often a FOBAB winner. So.
Yeah, so I saw at least 3 medals, one at rock bottom and then 2, obviously, at Haymarket.
Yeah.
Yeah, Imperial Stout with raspberries. Just always fun and timely. Always part of their anniversary lineup every year, every winter. What else? Well, a couple years ago, I was going through some picks, and they bottled it at Cruz Blanca down the street.
Well, that was the first time that they put it out, and it was in bottles.
It was in bottles, and you had to go downstairs for bottle pickup. This was before – it had to be before Bridgman was online.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so this year – they're in cans in Bridgman.
I think this is, they've been in cans for a while now.
Yeah, it was probably in cans because there's a Beer Pass IG pick of Claire's from 2 years ago.
I know, we start to run circles. Yeah.
In cans. So I'm like, yeah, they had to be in the cans for the last 3. This is probably year 3 in cans.
Okay.
So, but yeah, just always their anniversary party was always something to look forward to in the winter. That's all. So.
Oh, nice. Did you any of the other stops? No, Maple Room. No, that seems to be a common pickup.
I do like the Maple Room. It was a slow week. It was a slow week in my world.
All right. No news.
You know,
phase 3 beers you're drinking.
I'm just sitting around, not going anywhere, not seeing anybody.
Still listen to Hootie.
You know? Oh, man. The Hootie on loop from this fucking anniversary for the Christmas party. I'm like, I better never reboot my machine because then, you know, then I won't have Hootie anymore.
Okay.
It's a 30-minute acoustic Hootie set. Okay? It's fantastic.
I did see, you tweeted this out or shared it, that Rev has these Freedom Pack, right?
That's right.
Is that what it's called? The Freedom Pack?
Yeah. Let's see. It's Freedom of Expression, the Session Sours.
Yeah.
That's right, from the Revolution. So it looks like it's a year-round offering. And, you know, I actually like that stuff, those sours from them. Mm-hmm. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of press, and freedom of assembly.
Okay. I haven't had assembly. I think that's the only one I haven't had. The speech is really – speech might be my favorite.
Yeah.
Is that the peach one?
Yes, because it's spelled like peach with an S in front. Freedom of expression is a strawberry and rhubarb.
Okay, yeah.
Freedom of press is a dark one. It doesn't really say what. They give notes. Oh, black currant. Freedom of press is black currant.
Yeah.
Freedom of assembly is blueberry and ginger.
Oh.
I feel like I saw those cans recently, and they look pretty cool.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Have to look out for that one. Maybe on the next... Deepwood series pick up a pack of this too.
12 pack of session sours, Brad, at 4.5%. I'm giving you 12 beers at once. So you're probably getting 3 of each or whatever.
Probably, yeah. Okay.
Damn, you're getting 12 of them.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't even on our last episode. We made like predictions. Maybe we were sleeping on the kettle sour trend. That has been happening, and I had one recently, and I gave a sip to Maeve, and she's like, oh, that's really good. I think people have been, like, realizing that kettle sours have a little bit of that sour funk that you want, but it's, like, closer to a seltzer kind of feeling.
Exactly. It's somewhere between. It's not quite as intense as actual sour beers like the Unani ones,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, or the Creek from Dovetail, right?
Where right.
there's, you know, it rips the enamel off your teeth, or they're just puckeringly sour,
yeah.
which is the point of those beers. I'm not picking on those two. Oh, but yeah, once you go around the bend once and you have some seltzers, right? Or you have some, or the Mike's Hard Lemonade crowd or whoever.
Right.
Whatever the Alco Pop crowd, whatever we're calling those guys, right? Yeah. And you come back around and you land on one of these session sours and you're like, this fits.
Right. It kind of brings you back into the beer world with, like, it's like just on the, I don't know. It's not, I think we forgot about that. And I think that could be a great trend for 2021 that you're just going to see more kettle sours.
Yeah. And they're doing them right. You know, when this trend first came about, it was kind of, they tasted a little raw, so it was almost like it tasted like cereal grain a little
right.
bit to me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm not in on this shit.
These are clean.
Yes.
Like I don't know any other way to describe that. They're just
yeah.
like bright and fresh, everything you want.
It's kind of effortless drinking. You yeah. drink it and you're like, man, I like that. You know, I can do a shot and still have a couple of these, and I'm still good to go.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't remember whose I was drinking. Then it could have been from a. It might have been from Light the Lamp. Did we have a kettle sour from Light the Lamp? No.
Maybe. Well, we definitely had that Imperial squishy thing, which was like a peanut butter marshmallow thing. It was pretty
yeah.
good. And then we had the Belgo Pale Ale from them. That's the one that won.
Maybe it was from Salmos. I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I can't
it's
remember.
All a blur. That's yeah. why we take the pics.
Yeah.
I have no fucking idea what we did. I know I did what I did 3 days ago.
So I'm excited for this 12-pack from Rev. So.
Now that we're saying it out loud, it is functional. You know, those you can have those for breakfast. You know,
you know, these aren't pizza bagels.
Breakfast and pizza bagels. This is perfect for that.
Lunch, dinner.
I mean, you know,
you can have a pizza. You can have a kettle sour anytime.
They're delicious. I'll have those. I'll get a 12-pack of that before I get a 12-pack of Antihero.
Okay. Right? Yeah. Well, right? At least you get. Four different beers.
Right.
Variety and kettle sours. It's like the two trends that are like yeah. perfect. So, all right, nice. What? Any other releases this week that we saw or that we should mention?
Let's see. That was the most recent one. Was
right.
that one?
And then we mentioned Hop Slam, I think on the last episode, which is kind of rolling out.
I'm gonna No, I was just looking at the picture of beer and coffee from the. From the Metropolitan Party from 2 years ago. Yeah, yes, they yeah. had a beer and coffee station with a Schwartz beer and a Jitterator Doppelbach. And
okay.
I was just like, I just stopped dead in my tracks when I was flipping through those kids. I'm like, man, I love those fucking beers.
Well, then I guess the other thing I want to talk about on this episode, since, I don't know, we can't go to the events. We can only talk about these what's coming out so much. But there was a lot we missed in 2020, right? And I think doing that live stream on Instagram made me think of just like we don't know what's happening. We're missing a lot, and not
that's a
it's not all our fault. In previous years, it was our fault. We're like I was lazy. I didn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Now we sort of have a excuse for like oh, I can't. I didn't go there. I don't know. Yeah.
I didn't drive all out there to get. A plastic cup of beer.
Right, I didn't walk the block to get the new release from this place. So there was a lot of like breweries that opened, or not, I don't want to say a lot, but a handful that opened in the last year that I know very little about. I know their names. I see them pop up. I don't think I've had their beer yet, and I kind of wanted to run down some of those that we've seen. We're not going to mention them all because some of these in the suburbs we really don't know because we're definitely not taking that track out there right now.
I tell you, the last new brewery I went to, maybe, was Ike and Oak and it's the guy who was at Lagunitas.
Okay.
And Bader Brow poached him. Bader Brow closed, and he resurfaced in the Southwest burbs near, like, I don't know, Bolingbrook or some
right.
shit.
Right. Andy Brewed at Two Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place is.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Like, if I lived near there, I would go there all the time. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I had great pizza, great beer. I mean, good looking space, big ass ceiling.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of, I don't want to be hanging out in the spot in a strip mall.
Right.
You
okay.
Know? I like a place where it's just big and warm. You know, it was cool. It was like a, uh-huh. It was like a proper fucking restaurant that makes beer. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
The last, I know this, they kind of opened towards the end of 2019 or happened, was the Casa Humilde.
Oh, the one at the fourth wall at
District Brew Yards.
Okay.
I remember being there for like a little meetup and drinking some of their beer, and then it shut down. But not they didn't shut down, but we got closed down, and so they have kind of existed now as the fourth brewery there without a ton of people drinking their stuff.
Yeah, I've never had. No, I did have. I had the lager. I had the lager from Casa Humilde that I'm pretty sure I got from you.
Yeah.
Mexican lager.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. 12 ounces? No, 16. Tall boy.
It's tall boys, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about Casa Humilde.
So, they're pretty nice. And then the other one that opened that, did you, I don't remember if you went to, I know I've had friends that have gone to it, but Burning Brush.
Oh, yeah, it's right off fucking Western and Western and Lawrence.
Right.
Yeah, or Montrose, one of those.
Have you gone there yet?
I have been there.
Okay.
I think he was a preacher.
Right.
He was a preacher man.
Okay.
He was a preacher man, and now he's selling beer.
Okay.
I
haven't been. I've heard like pretty decent things, but I don't even think they have packaged goods.
I don't think so either. Well, let's talk about the space.
Yeah.
Classic rebirth Chicago space with the trellis. Bow trellis, is it? Am I saying that right? The bow trellis,
yeah, bow truss.
Bow truss, yeah. Ceiling. Yeah. Looks like the inside of a boat. Fucking Midwest is the same way, Midwest Coast.
And
that style.
Twisted Hippo.
Yes. So his space looks great. Let's start there. I think he only had like three beers on tap.
Okay.
There. Yeah. And it wasn't like three beers away, like Midwest Coast had three beers. And you're like, oh, all right, cool. Your shit is, you are knee deep. You are ready to go.
Okay.
It wasn't like that.
It was like, good try.
There's room for growth here.
Okay.
There's room for growth here. But since the place looks so good, I believe in this. I believe in your trajectory. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You know, I think Brad would have said that a totally different way.
It was one of those, breweries that like, you had gone to, and then I hadn't gone to yet, and then everything happened, and I was just like, I just haven't made it there yet. I will make it there. The concept is kind of cheesy.
Because he names, I want to say it's like biblical references to right, a lot of the stuff.
Right, all the
beers
have biblical references, which, whatever. so that's fine. But it wasn't high on my list to go to, but now I'm like, damn, I missed it. And then
North Center's a neighborhood.
North Center.
So you could do a nice little romp and really go Twisted Hippo,
Burning Bush,
fucking Half Acre, and then you
and
could do.
You could probably throw in Heiress.
Yeah, going back the other way.
Yeah.
You could run up and down Montrose,
right.
And if you're going to Heiress, you might as well go to Old Irving.
Right. Yeah.
There's like six or seven breweries. You could spend the whole day trotting up and down Montrose.
I know. Drinking this Hoppy Lager, it's making me wish we could ride bikes around. And
that's something drink. I would do on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's like, we've had some of their beers.
Why is it so hard to find the name of beers?
And they were just like popping up. We got Black Lung.
Yes, who we talked to during our quarantine series.
Yeah.
He's cool. I liked him.
Yeah. So and they have a new space now. They're building it out. You can follow that on, I think, their Facebook page. They've been posting a lot of that. Then you have Well, we know that the Whiskey Hill Brewery kind of changed hands.
And oh, the brewing, for sure.
Right, and that kind of, that happened, I want to say it was like December or like November of 2019, right? You went there. You went there for a
while. I say,
we learned why it's called Whiskey Hill.
Yeah, it was. I would say like, yeah, that sounds about right. In 2020? I would say it was like, yeah, like early 2020.
Yeah, or yeah. End of 2019, you went, yeah.
Yeah, you know what's funny is Whiskey Hill had a location in Rogers Park.
Oh.
It was, and they partnered with Salerno's Pizza. But so it was a beer and pizza joint.
Okay.
It was a storefront right off the last stop off the Red Line, right off Howard in Rogers Park. Mm-hmm. And then they closed because, you know, it's kind of tough. That's a tough corner to sell stuff on.
Sure.
Oh, but when they did this, like you're saying, they got a new brewer. They fucking went runner-up at FOBAB. All their beers are
It was a Goose Brewer.
So. Yeah, the Goose Brewer who did Prop 2018 or 19, I want to say. Yeah, Eric the Brewer. Put their program and flipped it upside down.
Yeah.
Now it's a destination. They've got a beer program you can get into now. All you need, it's just like phase three. You can buy all their beers in advance for like $300 or whatever.
Okay. And that's a good spot, like we said, Oak and Ike. If you're going to Whiskey Hill, you can go, Oak and Ike isn't that far from that.
That was the day I went to Oak and Ike. It was the Whiskey Hill day. And I stopped at Black Horizon.
Black Horizon.
Okay. Yeah, on the way in Willowbrook. Yeah.
I still haven't been there.
It's cool. It's a cool little spot. Their beer's good, too.
That's been on my list for, like, forever to, like, go hit up. But
cool little spot. Got the food truck outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willowbrook's first brewery.
Mm-hmm. So that happened, but then also the brewer that was there started Liquid Love, which we
oh, that's what happened. That's right.
I've talked to him over Messenger or Facebook to try to get an interview lined up, and I think he got super busy, and now he took over the old, what was that place that I was like guaranteed Prairie Craft.
Oh, man, Prairie Craft with a K.
Yeah, he's in the Prairie Craft spot now. So we maybe need to hit him up and, you know, start some more remote interviews.
Yeah.
But I haven't had another beer yet, and people are fucking loving it.
People are going nuts over Liquid Love. Yeah. Like, just...
The name is cool. The logo.
Yeah, their logo's cool. Personal accounts, people are posting it. You know, places like Beer Temple all of a sudden, like, excited. Hey, we have it in stock. The Liquid Love. Come get it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, and it's a brand new brewery, so it's exciting to see. I want to know more about his transition because I went to, we did a Sunday morning pod at Whiskey Hill. This was like probably 4 years ago now.
Oh,
and
Chicago Beer Geeks?
Yeah. And the brewmaster like complained off the record. And it wasn't the Liquid Love guy, it was a different guy. It was somewhere in between when it was Urban Legend and Missing Legends and Whiskey Hill. It was somewhere along there. But anyway, they kept hopping brewers.
Okay.
And this was one of the brewers that was there for a quick second. And I was just like, it's very odd to me that we just met and you're kind of, you know, and you're complaining. You're complaining about, you know, the guy that you work for. But I want to know about his transition from there.
Yeah.
The Liquid Love guy.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it was a strange dynamic.
I'll hit him up again. We'll see if we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Get our interview series back going because... The winters are cold, dark times with...
Dude.
We won't leave the house.
Brad, it's been a long winter already.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm ready for something. I'm ready for sundress weather, man. Let's go.
Another one that the only reason I know of is because they did this Tinley Park collaboration with Soundgrawler and 350 was involved. What's the other one out there?
Let's see. There's Soundgrawler. Hailstorm.
Hailstorm,
Soundgrawler,
and then Brothership Brewing.
Mokina? Is that right?
And they did this collaboration beer.
The Brothership.
And I know absolutely nothing about them.
That's funny.
But they're a brewery that opened in the last year out in that area.
The Brothership. Yeah. That's a fun name.
Yeah, I think they did like a collaboration where every dollar went to... I don't know, the local bars. I posted a picture on our Instagram and had the beers. But
Mokina is where the first Tribes Ale House was. And then they kept it, but opened a second location where they did the brewery in Tinley.
Okay.
So I think Mokena is like just south of Tinley or something.
Okay.
But these are massive suburbs. You talk Orland Park, Tinley, some of the biggest suburbs you've ever been to.
Yeah.
So to go from Tinley to Mokena, it's like fucking another 10 miles or some bullshit.
Yeah, days. Then there's in Chicago proper, Crushed by Giants.
Yeah.
The only beer we've had is the Neon Werewolf from them, right?
Yeah, which is fine. It reminded you of someone else, didn't it? The artwork.
Yeah. It reminded you of a
fucking hop. Was it Hop Butcher?
Yeah, Hop Butcher.
Yeah.
It was like scribbly. What's his name? Like Dan Grazer.
Yeah,
or something.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So, our buddy Jesse,
he
dropped
Jesse.
Off some beer from them. And that beer was great, and there was a preview event for the spot. We were invited to go.
Now, looking back on it, we probably could have fell in there.
We probably should have just went.
Yeah. Not the day of, but we should have took them up on it, picked a day, and went.
Yeah.
We fucked around, and now Jesse's
gone. Rolled up in our masks and went checked out. And now, I don't know what's happening with Crushed by Giants, because it's downtown, right off the Mag Mile. We got restaurant kind of shut down, like, that they, I think, are just waiting to see what happens. Like, why try to, like, push out a new restaurant in the middle of this? Yeah.
I went downtown this week just to grab, like, monitors. Yeah. I've been working monitorless, off a laptop for, 10 fucking months. I went to get monitors, talking to security guards, and they're just like, yeah, man, it is few and far between the places you can get food from within walking distance compared to when downtown was open.
Okay.
So, it's...
Damn.
It's rough, man. It's fucking rough.
Crushed by Giants, yeah.
Mambecue Jesse, that's when I met him. He was with Mambecue. Mm-hmm. He would bring, like, his cameras and shit to beer events, right? Like, I've seen him cover maybe, like, Phobab and some other stuff. Then he went to Goose. And then he went to...
Corridor slash Dry Hop. And now he's out. Jesse was like 100% Chicago.
He had a very active...
I think he has a Chicago tattoo, and he left.
He's a very active Chicagoan.
How does this guy leave? This guy's like 100% like...
Yeah, you know, there's always a woman involved in these cereals, Brad.
And job giving you lots of money, probably.
Also that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Tennessee or something, I think, is where he landed.
Yeah, Kentucky, Tennessee, yeah. Also in the city proper, we have that like... I always think of the Ong Brewery in Norway with the O.
With the line through it.
Yeah, there's one in, like, Humboldt Park area, right? Like, Orkney? Orkney?
The Orkin.
Orkin?
Orkin.
Yeah. So they're a Scandinavian-inspired brewery. And they opened up, and I know literally nothing about this besides that the name is, I'm not sure how to say it, but it's got the O with the slash.
Now, we did a episode from Pilot Project. Cheers to Sean Curry. He was he was a co-pilot on that one. That was a fun episode because we were in those fucking igloos.
One igloo that they had.
And we had to avoid the train, so we were pausing the blue line in rush hour, so we were pausing every 8 minutes. It was different. Yeah. It was different. But I want to say, I said that to say that I think they are graduates. Alumni of
them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And I was trying to see if that was true.
You might be right. And then there's another O brewery also in kind of Humboldt Park here. Obscure.
Odious Cellars?
Yeah, Odious Cellars, yeah.
This shit is active. So there's a story on Oak and Roy from September 30th.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, and they're talking about, like, Nordic tiki cocktails and shareable plates and farmhouse-style ales.
They seem like a fun crew. Like,
space looks great.
I feel like this crew you'd want to party with.
Yeah. And they've been around since September, Brad.
Yeah.
Damn.
So what's the other one? Obsidian Ales.
Oh, no. Oh. Odious, Odious Cellars? This story doesn't reference this story didn't reference Pilot Project at all. That's really why I pulled it up.
Okay. So yeah, maybe they are, maybe they aren't.
Right. Maybe Odia Sellers is.
Okay. What do you know anything about them?
Jack shit, Brad.
So that's another one. Then there's this brewery. I recently saw Mike Zoller post some pictures. I've seen pictures of this. Goldfinger. Out in Downers Grove.
They make lagers. I had a Goldfinger lager. Okay. As a matter of fact, it was a hoppy lager.
I only know Goldfinger from the punk band.
Or fucking Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Goldmember.
Yeah. And then what's the other brewery out in Downers Grove?
The one that don't sell pancakes?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's Flapjack. Isn't there, didn't you go, you went to a cheese event
at the spot. Oh, yeah. Fucking,
The smelly, the fartiest event.
It was weird. It was beer and cheese social. What was the name of, what was the name of that joint?
It wasn't Emmett's.
Oh, Alter.
Alter, yeah.
Alter's good. Alter, I would say, is the Old Irving of the West Burbs, right?
Okay.
Just kind of under the radar, but really good across the board. They remind me of Old Irving a little bit.
So, yeah, Goldfinger. I've seen the cans. I've seen the, growler kind of things.
Odia Cellar is currently on Draft Day Pilot Project.
Okay.
So maybe that was a connection.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I've seen this pop up, and I saw when they were, asking for investors and things like that. Milk Money Brewing in LaGrange.
The old Milk Money.
Yeah, huh? I like the name a lot.
It's funny.
And the they recently posted pictures, I think, speaking of Haymarket, we saw Jana recently went out there. And the space looks really nice. It looks like, what's that taco place in Avondale, Rose?
Oh, the Lonesome Rose.
It kind of reminded me of that.
I fucked with the Lonesome Rose. I like that joint.
It's pastel colors, bright, I don't know, big tile. I don't know. It just looked nice. Some Milk Money.
And it changes. The policy changes. Phases change. But is that joint, are these suburban joints open like that?
I think from the picture it looked like they had a lot of pickup kind of stuff. They almost had you've gone over to Hopewell, right? Where it's almost they've converted their tap room into a sales room. We have the cooler, here's all of our merch. Also Goose Island has done this too.
The Maple Room is the same way.
Right. Yeah. We are just a shop now that here's sells
Grubhub orders here.
That's what it looked like from the picture. Hey, we're a new brewery, we got beer, but we also have a lot of merch and shit like that too.
Yeah. Us doing this show every week every once in a while kind of reminds me of the joys of just escaping your life and just kind of, bicycling or driving through the burbs and just kind of rediscovering where you live through these breweries. Because these breweries all have a story. The place they're in used to be something different, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of forget how much fun that is just to escape Occupy Chicago and go do some fun shit and have it be beer-centric because there's breweries everywhere. And then you feel good, in a lot of cases, supporting local. Yeah.
All right, two more, otherwise we're going to ramble on for hours here. Brother Chimp, they were part of Pilot Project, and they're out in Aurora. And in North Aurora, but that's still Aurora. And I've seen this pop up, I've seen it mentioned, and I know literally nothing about what's happening with that.
Brother Chimp and Brother Ship should do something. Right.
But it's nice to see that the West suburbs getting some more breweries and more offerings, because I'm usually out there and it's I guess I'll go to Salmoth and Two Brothers.
Those bros, and that's the end of it, right?
Right.
Well, you might be able to hit Darien, you might be able to hit the Hot Butcher and where's Hot Butcher Brew out there? The crew, they make good beers. One of them's Penny Catcher.
That's right, yeah.
Fuck. They got the cool logo. Miskatonic.
Miskatonic, yeah. And then the last one I want to mention, because I saw Zoller drinking this yesterday, Art History in Geneva, Illinois. Oh, so also out in that area. And they're focused on traditional European-style beers, but all their beers have, art history things. like monuments, buildings.
Yeah.
That's kind of a neat look and neat like take on this.
Geneva.
They got Czech pills. They got a German pills. They got a Baltic porter.
And for those who don't know, a Baltic porter is a dark lager.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with a porter. Baltic porter is a lager.
So, we are missing out.
There's a lot of moving parts, Brad. Yeah. You know, I think this episode is proof of that, right? And it's good that there's people out here talking about it.
And it's good that there's stuff still moving forward. Like breweries are opening.
Yeah.
Ravinia's got their new space. Mars has their new space opening. So that's one right in Logan Square there.
Next to the ice cream joint.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a go.
Yeah.
That's good because I never get down to, I can't get into Sox Park.
Right. So why are you over there?
So what am I going to Bridgeport for? Yeah. But I'll go to fucking Margie's. And to Mars.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, that's a go. So stuff's, like, moving forward. Like, we always forget, especially right now, that, like, we might be trapped inside or supposed to be inside. But everything just keeps going. Like, plans don't stop. Like, things are still opening. Beers are still being made, so.
Yeah, this ain't the first pandemic, so stuff's, right?
Won't be the last.
Right? Won't be the last. Companies are still marching forward in this thing, and that's good to see. Yeah, because there's always talk of, you know, well, shit, there's less parties, there's less, you know, we can't gather. You know, there's always that other side of the coin where we're always talking about,
right.
You know, a fucking Hop Slam is in bottles this year because there's a can shortage.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, just like the first time in like 4 years. So you always hear about, you know, those sides of beer, but having some time to talk about the cool things that are happening and stuff opening is actually, you know, it's actually pretty fun. I dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool. All right. Well, I don't know. That's going to be it. We're going to have to come up with some other fun topics for these episodes. So anyone who's listening and want to hear us ramble on about something, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll gladly talk about our favorite lager in the city, or
if we do nothing else, we will ramble. that is a fact.
If you want to hear us mention how great the Jitterator from Metro is, again, we can talk for days on that. Maybe they'll hook it up with a growler, and we can just
send some of that Kyoto Black coffee too while you're sending the growler.
Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. We've been doing those Instagram lives, so check those out. Might do one tonight. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And yeah, website chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. We'll hopefully be back next week. We have a loose schedule at
yes.
the moment. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, take care.
Cheers.